Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Windows 10 series. This series is not just we're going to talk about Windows 10, but specifically we want to get some personal perspective from some of the Microsoft evangelists. And in this episode, I'm so happy to have Janelle, one of our crown jewel of our evangelist team, and she's online with us. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Young. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, you know, about this Windows 10, we're all very excited, and I can't wait to hear about your perspective and your story about it. So I'm going to start with this question. What does Windows 10 mean to you?
Oh, Windows 10 means actually a lot to me. I do a lot of family support, you know, the parents back at home when I'm on vacation and stuff like that. And I thought Windows 10 was actually, you know, a great operating system to move them to from Windows 7, you know, very accessible for, you know, all your family members, particularly ones that are, you know, growing older and need more accessibility to an operating system.
Aha. Okay. You know what? You actually touch a key area that I really need some tips. You know, I do spouse IT support. I do in-law IT support. I also do neighbor IT support. I definitely need a tip from you. So when they ask me questions, you know, how do I upgrade to Windows 10 and all that, I need all those great information from you. So tell me, how do I upgrade to Windows 10? What's a good way to do it?
Well, I had the exciting opportunity of actually being home on vacation when Windows 10 was released at the end of July. So there my parents were saying, you know, should we upgrade our computers? You know, what should we do next? So I said, you know, absolutely upgrade to Windows 10. The experience from moving from 7 to 10 is a lot smoother for people who have been using the keyboard and the mouse instead of trying to go to 8 in the middle there. So that jump is totally great for them. And it was really easy to do. The in-place upgrade really gave a great experience, particularly for me doing the support, not having to worry about, you know, doing a wipe and reload, figuring out all their applications, those things that sort of, you know, suck the hours out of your day when you're doing this home support.
Oh, now you mentioned Windows 7. So I know many of my friends and also my in-laws, my family friends, a lot of them running a lot of application in Windows 10. And they're concerned about moving to any other platform. So for Windows 10, do I have to be concerned with?
You really don't have to be concerned. 99% of people's applications are just going to, you know, roll right over into Windows 10. And the in-place upgrade, you know, captures all of that and just does that move pretty seamlessly.
So in other words, if I'm running Windows 7 now, chances are it'll be okay to move into Windows 10. Most of them, if not all, will be working.
Yes.
That's cool. That's cool. So I can't wait to see. So you're going to show us something?
I'm going to show you a couple things. I actually want to show you a little bit about some of the Windows 10 accessibility options that are in there. Things like the magnifier, things like toggle keys, sticky keys, touch visualization feedback, and things like that, high contrast screen changes. As we keep supporting these, you know, family members as they, you know, as their skill set changes, as they grow older and things like that, we've all got that, you know, we're reaching that point visually, things start getting a little difficult and things. There's a lot of features in Windows 10 that you can take advantage of to help you out, even as a presenter, or, you know, you get that random ski injury and can only type with one hand, different things we can turn on and off. So let me jump into that demo and show you some of my favorite features. Thanks, Young. Here we are on my desktop, and I'm going to show you a few of my favorite tweaks that are great for people who are just getting started with Windows 10, migrating from Windows 7, or maybe just new to computing overall. That's happening a lot these days as we start supporting, you know, older family members who are new to computing so that they can, you know, use Facebook with the grandchildren and things like that. So, Young, you're right. You got a lot of, you know, that in-law support that's potentially coming down the pike for a lot of us. At any rate, I like to start right here in personalization. Now, for people who have migrated through 7 into 8 and through 10, much like myself, I'm really, really comfortable with the large full screen start menu. However, most people coming from 7 are used to the one that's, you know, more compact over on the left-hand side. If you're doing an in-place migration, usually that is the default setting, but in the off chance that it's not, you want to make sure that you hit that use full start screen right here to shrink that back down to the left side. This jump list is also an important feature to turn on for people, makes it easier to find their documentations, turns on the jump lists for, you know, PowerPoint, any of your most, you know, used applications. Finally, right down here, these, you know, download, File Explorer, these folders that are by default in the start menu, you can customize what shows up in that list with this choose which folders appear on start. And there you can just select the toggles and decide which ones make the most sense for the person you're supporting. Outside of that, most of the other accessibility tweaks fall under the ease of access area. Now, right off the bat, there's options for narrator and magnifier, which are, you know, designed for people who have, you know, more serious visual impairments. Perhaps not so much, you know, just your, you know, older grandma or even yourself as, you know, our vision starts to go as we age. So one of the features that can be potentially useful for somebody who's new to computing, finds a lot of the on-screen stuff distracting, is the high contrast. You can go ahead and pick, you know, one of several themes, and you're going to get this, you know, very 80s video game high contrast color scheme, but there's no distractions. You've got, you know, no windows in the background, you know, none of the shading and things like that going on. So that's really easy to turn on. Matter of fact, there's actually a shortcut. If you select Alt, Left Shift, and Print Screen, it will flip into that, you know, first high contrast theme automatically with the key press. Another area to check under is the keyboard and mouse settings. When it comes to the keyboard, sticky keys is really handy for people who have difficulty doing, you know, Control Alt Delete, multi-key presses. Turning sticky keys on allows you to press each one of those keys in series to get the shortcut. There's some things that you can tweak, how to turn it on and off, you know, playing a sound when a modifier key is latched and such. You can tweak those. So, like that one. Toggle keys is another useful one. That's where you hear a tone when you press caps lock, num lock, or scroll lock. Not only is it great for, you know, giving you a reminder that you've got the caps lock pressed before you type your password, really handy for those of us who kind of have fat fingers and, you know, tend to hit the wrong keys and find ourselves in that situation. When it comes to the mouse, pointer size and pointer color can be a really easy fix you can make for somebody so that they can easily track, you know, where they've lost their mouse on the screen, things like that. Mouse keys is particularly fun if you've got a full-size keyboard with a number pad. Turning that on allows you to use the number keypad like a joystick to slide the mouse around. When it comes to other options, visual animations can potentially be distracting, same with the Windows background, so you can turn those on and off. Cursor thickness in general within your applications can be adjusted to make that easier to see within Word. One of my favorites happens to be visual notifications for sound. I tend to keep the volume on my machine down when I'm working in group settings, so being able to select whether there's a flash on the title bar or the active window is flashing, or it'll flash the entire display to let me know if I have a notification elsewhere in a hidden, you know, in a hidden application. Adjusting touch feedback is also handy when you're getting people used to touch screens. For people who've been using computers for, you know, a while, perhaps in the business setting coming from Windows 7, using a touch screen, you know, isn't something that they're used to doing. So we're used to seeing the visual feedback on the screen when we touch the little gray dots that show up, but you can go ahead and actually make that darker to give people additional feedback. Really handy for children. And also great for presentations so that you can see that touch feedback on a projected display. So those are some of my favorite little tweaks that I like to make for people. I actually migrated my parents from Windows 7 to Windows 10 right when Windows 10 came out. I was home on vacation. There I was doing family support. So knowing that some of these features there to make that migration a little smoother for them was great to have. So thanks for listening, and back to you, Young.
Janelle, that was great. You know what? I was taking the notes. I was, you know what? I really think my father-in-law will really like me this time now. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, a little couple tweaks there, and it'll be much easier for him to use his computer, you know, even before he was using Windows 7, you could have made some of these tweaks, but with Windows 10 and, you know, the upgrade and then adding those things on, he's going to be really comfortable.
You know, Janelle, thank you so much. Not only we have a great conversation here, but you also helped me better secure my marriage. Thank you so much.
Anything I can do to help, Young.
Great. It's wonderful to have your perspective and all those tips from you. And, you know, some other time we have to continue the story and tell us all the great things from your perspective about Windows 10. And for you, all you guys out there, we're going to continue our conversation in all upcoming episode of Windows 10. And before I let you go, and this episode is produced by our wonderful, wonderful producer, Chris Caldwell. He always make us look so good in front of you. And until then, I hope to see you again. This is Yang Cho signing off.